It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, we appreciate you tuning in each and every week. Barbecue Bob and I are in the studio, and we're prepping for these summer weekends that just seem to fly by. But Bob and I both have a pool in our backyards, and you know what? All that does is attract people all summer long. I put in a heater this year, and of course, we've had 6 or 7 90-degree days, which Mother Nature has kept the heat in the pool pretty good, but it gained me access for about a week earlier than I think I normally would have had, and it's comfortable. It's really comfortable. But at the end of the day, I'm doing a lot of grilling, Bob, around the pool. People come over, and damn if they aren't hungry at some point when they're there, and thirsty. So this is kind of new, but not really. I know you experience the same thing, but hey, the activity helps the pool, right?
That's right. Welcome to the show. I hope you're having a beautiful weekend in the Great Lakes, and thanks for joining us. Whether you're in one of our Great Lakes, a little pond, or you've got a cement pond in your backyard, it's that time of year when we can all really, really appreciate Michigan. I took my bride up to Whipple. And
talk about appreciating Michigan. Was that your appreciation or hers? A lot going on at Whipple.
Well, you know, it's pretty cool to be out in the middle of 400 acres with a private lake in the middle.
Yep.
The water level was down, but we kicked up a lot of deer.
Yeah.
We took the mule up, and I took her for a little mule ride, and we had some fun.
That'd be a four-wheeled mule, not a four-legged one.
Kawasaki
right?
mule.
Yeah.
But just climbed over berms and logs, and it was probably a little rougher than she was anticipating.
But then, I've been in that passenger seat before.
Well, it does go anywhere,
right? Yeah,
till it doesn't.
Yeah, right. Exactly, till it doesn't anymore. That's when you dump your beer.
So anyway, it is a great time of the year, and it's always a good time in the Great Lakes states. And it's just nice to have, like this year, no mosquitoes.
Right. I don't know why. Maybe the dryness.
Yes.
Is got them.
It's wonderful.
Yeah. This week we had these 90-degree days, and you get those pop-up thunderstorms, but they dump a lot of water, but in a short period of time. So I think that you know, then it dries right out again because it's been so dry that I think that helps our lack of skeeter population.
I do not have sprinklers underground anyway. But I have a bluegrass lawn service putting on all my stuff, which is really nice per your recommendation. Thank you.
Yep.
And my lawn looks better than it's ever looked.
Right.
But I also invested in some new hose and sprinklers, and I'm paying a little more attention to
sure.
it since my schedule is a lot easier. I'm not on the road every day and gone all week, so I can pay attention to things in the afternoon and at night. And
right.
it's just so nice. Our pool's at about 84 degrees. And
yep.
just get done and just got an outdoor shower there. I just rinse all the grass and all the junk off. And since I've been mowing a lot more area and taming some of the wild around our lawn and been able to find the poison ivy, I have not had serious
poison ivy. You found it before it found you?
Yes.
That's the key.
Not had serious poison ivy, so hopefully there'll be none of that. But hey, listen, we're going to talk about Father's Day and how you can treat your dad if you still have one, or your husband for Father's Day if he has sired your family.
Right.
And we want to make sure that you have a few heads up, because sometimes what you think dad wants isn't the same thing as what dad thinks dad wants.
Yeah.
So I can speak from my own experience. I'm always hesitant to open gifts anymore because I must be that picky, or I have everything or whatever, but what I don't want to see is a dress shirt.
Right? Yeah.
So
yeah, ties went by the wayside about 15 years ago.
Yeah, God forbid.
But a dress shirt, you're right.
So we're going to talk about some good food you can grill, Dad, and maybe some cool grill ideas, some little gifts, some little things you can get, Dad, for the grilling area or camping to grill with.
Right.
And just kind of do that. But one of the things that I really loved the first time I did was grilling soft-shelled crabs.
See, and that's something I'll come clean. I've never eaten one. It just seems odd to me. I've watched on the Food Network and, you know, all over the East Coast. This is like a delicacy. I feel I'm missing something, but I don't know what I'm missing.
Well, go down to the fishmongers in the market. I know you like that place.
Right, yep.
And just pick a few
downtown
up,
market.
Take them home and throw them on one of your grills.
It's just that easy, right? You don't have to do anything to them but throw on a grill. Just don't let them crawl out of the bag on your way home. No,
right.
they're already. Are these the ones that you get live, or are they already? They're already dead.
Well, in the Great Lakes, you're going to find that they're on ice.
Yeah, right. But I mean, because you can get lobsters live, right?
Yeah.
And we don't raise those around here either. I didn't know if the crabs came that way or not.
Not the type you grill.
Okay, that's right. Yeah, I get it. Yeah. That was a long time ago.
And speaking of crabs, fresh crab. Crab legs,
yep.
Those are all great things to put on the grill.
Now, the crab legs, the king crab legs,
right.
The one I think they come from Alaska or cold water somewhere,
yep.
Guaranteed, and Russia or wherever they are. Those things are now like $25.99 a pound, and that includes the shell, right? You're buying, so that meat is
yeah.
a delicacy,
yeah.
right? So you don't want to ruin it if you get it. So here's what I think everybody that's eaten them probably knows this, but it's worth mentioning. They're already cooked when you get them, okay? Because they cook them and flash freeze them, and that's how they package them and get them to us. So all you really want to do is kind of steam them or warm them up.
Heat them up.
Right? So when you throw these things on the grill, and they go really well on the grill, but you don't want to put them on there too long. You just want to get them heated through.
Right. They'll get kind of rubbery otherwise.
Right.
Just
yep.
like shrimp.
But they're awesome. They yeah. are absolutely awesome. And
it's
probably
my favorite shellfish.
Right. I would not crack them open either before you grill them. I would leave them whole, the shell whole. Some people will crack them in half and when they steam them, but I wouldn't do that. The grill is going to burn that meat. It's super tender
yep.
and super delicate. You're going to want that shell on the outside of there. But, man.
Just invest in a few shell crackers.
Yeah. Kind of like a nutcracker only for shells. Right.
Yeah.
But so anyway, and then a little drawn butter. Take salted butter because it's a little salt on that seafood is good. Melt that down, and then you'll get the whey on top, and then the butter down below.
A little minced garlic in there
right,
is good.
Yep. And you skim that whey off there, and then you've got what's called clarified butter, and it's super flavorful. Like Bob said, put a little seasoning in there, a little garlic. Or whatever, and man, just a little dunk of that, you're in hog heaven or crab heaven,
and,
I guess maybe.
For me, I don't care about the aesthetics, so I'm not even going to skim the whey.
Just butter, dunk right through
butter,
it.
Butter's too precious. Yeah, I just want all of it.
Yep.
And
it's good.
That's
it's all good.
Absolutely fantastic on the grill.
Yeah.
In the next segment, though, we want to talk about some perfect things you can make for Dad, and I'm thinking. There's so many things. We're going to narrow it down just a little bit, but we're going to tell you some techniques. Let's put
right.
it that way.
Yep, and never forget that grilling is a one-handed discipline. The other hand, you need to have a cold beverage, right? So this is a great thing to remember for Father's Day is get Dad a 6-pack or a 12-pack or a fifth. Or
we can help you there, too.
Right, of whatever beverage Dad likes and something that he doesn't drink every day. Because
yeah.
it's a special day, just like Mother's Day and anniversaries and birthdays. This is Father's Day. So you just gotta buy Dad a little bottle of something, and it'll be all good.
So you better do some practicing on that grill, because you don't want to screw up his big meal.
That's right. Exactly. So coming up next, we'll get into that. Maybe a little beer can time. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hey, guys. Schmoes now has two locations, 2600 Patterson here in Grand Rapids and 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey now. So when you're up north, you can grab some Schmoes as well. Remember, you can get all your favorites, Bone Crusher, Hop Knocker, Treasure Chest, Amber Tees, Michigan Hands Pale Ale, and India Pale Ale, or one of our great root beers. Once again, that's Grand Rapids and Petoskey. Engineering better Michigan beer.
Hey, this is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You've got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them the Grilling Guys sent you.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.
Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in his space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance, and while you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. Garrett'sAppliance.com.
I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You listen to Grillin' Guys, and we're talking a little bit about Dad's Day. That's next Sunday, a week ahead of this. But you know what? We wanted to give you enough time to take a listen and maybe make a little list and go get something for Dad for Father's Day. So we're gonna dive right in. We'll cover some gifts in another segment or two. But right now, it's like, what are you going to put on the grill for Father's Day? Bob, you're a father. I'm not. I'm a stepfather now. Lisa's boys are my stepsons, which is awesome. But
I think that makes you a father.
Right. Yeah, I think so. This will be the first one. This will be the first Father's Day. We'll see if they come through or not. I'm not holding my breath, brother, but I'm just going to tell you they're good men. So anyway, what is Bob like for Father's Day, or what do you want to talk about, man?
You know, I'm happy just to have anything. My kids all know, well, about everybody in our house can cook, so I'm not going to get a bad meal.
Right.
And I've been starving myself for the last month and a half, so anything I get is going
to
be...
Time to throw down.
Yeah, yeah, I'm going right. to eat a ton of it that day.
Yeah.
No diet. You know, I guess I don't have a wish. Well, of course, the biggest, baddest Wagyu ribeye steak that Sobey has would always be my preference.
Right. Yep.
Because those are fantastic.
They are.
The ones I've got in the freezer are great, too, that yeah. I got from Smith & Sons. But... I've got a crowd coming over, and it would empty out my steak reserve if
right.
I made steak for everyone.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking I'm going to leave it up to the girls and the boys and let them figure it out.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to give other people an idea, and we've talked about so many of these things so many times. It sounds kind of redundant, but let's say you're a new listener and you don't have an idea. Well, you know, you can always get a nice fresh chicken, go to your butcher, and get a nice fresh roasting hen.
Right, not a fryer, but
don't,
a roasting
yes,
hen.
Don't,
yes,
don't,
they're
don't
bigger.
Get,
the
don't
roasting
get,
hens
yes.
are bigger.
Don't go to the big box store and buy the little cheapie that's been frozen. Get a nice fresh, locally grown chicken if you can. And one of the things that I learned back when I started selling grills was how to do a beer butt chicken. Mm-hmm. And...
Or beer can, some of them yep. refer to.
And yep. My friend, the rep that sold me the grills, gave me a beer can holder. And basically, you probably all know what this is, but at the time, I had a Phoenix grill.
Yep, well, it's a gas grill.
It is, and it's very much like the Holland grill on steroids. So basically, it's a gas grill with a burner under a drip pan, so you really can't catch your food on fire. And it's kind of hard to burn anything.
Right.
So it's perfect for this scenario because you need a drip pan under a chicken that's standing up.
Right. So this little holder that the chicken is on, it's like a T, and you set the flat part of the T on the grill, and there's a tube that comes up that houses a beer can, a can of orange juice,
yep.
or whatever it is that you want to add moisture to the chicken.
Right.
And then you slide the chicken from the butt, which is why we call them beer butt chickens, from the butt down into the chest cavity. You slide that chicken over top of this, and it sits there.
Don't listen to the screaming.
That's right. Yeah, but the legs are down on touching the grill, and we'll talk about that in a minute. But the wings are up, and it's vertical when it cooks, right?
So what I do is I rub it in oil, and then put a lot of seasoning on it. I'll put typically orange juice. I don't use beer anymore because I found that a fruit juice is better. And so the inside's just going to get a sweet juice. The outside's going to get smoke and seasoning. And the combination of those two just makes for a really moist, really flavorful chicken. But here's the best part. It looks really cool. When you bring that baby out and set it on the table, you've just got a big, proud bird standing up saluting America.
Right, because you serve it with it still on the stand, and then we'll carve it at the table. What I want to talk about, that juice that he talked about, is you're getting a steaming effect on the inside of the chicken. So bring your thermometer, because now you're cooking inside and out, which is different than most of the time when you grill chicken.
And you don't have to worry about your thighs and drumsticks and stuff not being cooked, because they're external on this cook. So they will get up to 180 when your breast is 160, 165. It's about perfect.
Because they're closer to the fire, too. And they're down, the breast is up.
They're on the outside.
Yep.
You know, so they're getting the heat a little faster, and the breast is insulated nicely. And if you get inside that breast meat and you get it up to 165 or 170, you're about perfect. And pull it off, and then take a piece of foil, park that thing on a cookie sheet or something, and drape some foil over it, and just let it rest for about 20 minutes. It'll keep steaming.
Right.
And those juices and that protein will just keep recirculating until they're sort of back to where they need to be.
Yep.
And it's important on the breast portion of the meat, because that's what people very often overcook and dry out.
Right.
And a nice juicy chicken breast, like we're talking Dutch chicken breast.
Right, yeah.
I love it. We eat a lot of yard bird in our
right.
house.
Yeah, well, it's good for us. It's a better protein than some others. But I want to ask you, the grilling technique itself. You're going to set this beer can stand with the chicken on it in the middle of your grill.
Yeah.
You're going to grill it with the lid down.
Yes.
And what kind of heat are you going to have on your grill?
Indirect.
Right. Right.
So depending on what grill you're using, like on my Cajun, I do a lot of charcoal cooking, and I have a big Cajun, a T-Gids company made for me. And I'll have the coals on one end. I'll put the chicken on the other end, and I'm going to throw a little bit of my hickory on right when I close the lid. And I'm going to actually be kind of smoking the outside of that. And let me tell you, buddy, it is beautiful.
Right. And you can do this on your gas grill, too, because generally on a grill that's big enough to do one of these chickens, because it's standing up, you got to have a little bit of height. You know,
yes.
You got to have a foot of clearance above your grate.
Yep.
And but there'll be more than one burner control. So you do one-on-one. Yeah, you do one-on-one, heat on one side, the chicken on the other.
What if there's not?
Well, then I would use your pan. You're going to want a drip pan under it anyway.
Or do you have a pizza stone?
Right. Yeah, very good.
That works even better because
deflect the heat.
The heat will hit it, but it'll kind of redistribute it a little bit, and you'll keep those flames from directly going on it. Now, I'll tell you, with a pizza stone, your grease from the chicken is going to run over the side, and you will get some flare-up, but you'll learn to moderate your temperature, and don't set a definite time for dinner.
Yeah.
If it's your first time.
Right.
And you can get these at, like, any Ace Hardware that sells the big green egg and stuff. There's plenty of people that now that sell the beer can holders.
Oh, yeah. And they're $8, $9. These aren't huge numbers for something.
But if you get the big green egg version, it's ceramic.
Yep.
And you don't even have to put a can in it. You can just pour your juice right in that holder.
Right. The ceramic. You're talking about the holder for the chicken.
$20 or $30, but maybe that's an early present for Dad, too.
Yeah. Yeah. That'd be kind of cool.
That you can show him after he gets done eating.
Right. All right, coming up next, we're going to stay on the grill, but we're going to be doing some of the sides or maybe some extras or little there's nothing better than the early thing off the grill when you're cooking the rest of the stuff.
That's
you
right.
know, a little tidbit. I call it bench food, right? It never made it off the bench. It went from the grill to the bench to my belly, just like that. So stick with us. We'll be back.
Fenn Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fennville, Michigan. 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine, Fenn Valley Vineyards.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? I mean the kind that makes you remember walks with your grandfather. Come on over to Schmoe's Brewing Company in Grand Rapids or Petoskey, and we have some handcrafted root beer, probably the best in the state of Michigan. That's 2600 Patterson in Grand Rapids or 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey. You know you're dying for a good root beer float.
And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat, and no tofu. With me and Job, it never gets dull. The grill's so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I tell no lies. Do some great things to chicken thighs. When we're at the grill, smoking up a rack, a little taste is just like crack. We're backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody grills a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grillin' Guys rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. So check us out and have no doubt, the Grillin' Guys will make the crowd shout. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up the grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You gotta listen to the Grillin' Guys Show. That's it.
Welcome back. It is the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Thanks for tuning in. We're talking about Father's Day. We just did a little beer can chicken, and now we're going to hit some maybe some appetizer sides and all that other good stuff that Dad may like. And it's a little bit of fussing around, but you know what? It's Dad's Day, and it's worth it.
So. Yeah, that's the love part. Some extras. We all love grilling asparagus.
Oh, one of my favorite vegetables to grill.
Yep.
Absolutely,
so
no question.
So what you can do is you can marinate them, if you like, in Italian dressing.
Zesty Italian. Yep. So simple, right out of the bottle, in a baggie. Roll them around in there, let them set for 15 minutes, grill them.
But if you want to go a little extra, you can do that and then wrap them in bacon, or just wrap them after you wash them and dry them in bacon. It'll be easier to get the bacon to stick if you don't have that oil on them. But you just basically get some thin, basic bacon, and you spiral wrap it. And
are you doing one stalk, or are you doing two or three stalks of asparagus?
One.
So it's one bacon, one stalk.
Yeah.
Okay.
Perfect.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And go through more bacon, but it's better.
You do, but it looks so cool when you get done with it.
Right.
It's like a bacon treat for Dad.
Yeah.
Yeah. With the asparagus in there. So it's a wonderful combination.
And just a little, I'm going to go down the rabbit hole here just a little bit. If Dad likes a Bloody Mary, okay, you make Dad a Bloody Mary and you stick a bacon-wrapped asparagus inside of a Bloody Mary, you have just taken that thing to the complete next level.
Pretty good presentation.
Oh, yeah. And the cool part about the bacon is when you're grilling it, you're going to roll it only once or twice. Don't handle it a lot on the asparagus, so it'll unwind.
Right.
Right? So the key to when you wrap anything in bacon, the key is don't handle it a lot.
Well, the other key is when you get done wrapping it, you're going to have that end.
Right.
Make sure when you place it on the grill, that loose end is down on the grate.
Right.
Because it'll weld itself to the other piece, and then you won't have that problem.
Right.
Matter of fact, all along that first seam, everything there will be cauterized.
Right.
So it just doesn't tend to, and so you're absolutely right. Don't touch it too much.
Right.
Let it get a little crispy on that side before you think about turning it.
Because as it cooks, it seals itself together, what Bob's saying, and then you can handle it and it won't hurt it. You certainly want to turn it at least once because the top won't get as done as the bottom does, so you got to roll it once, but not a bunch of times.
No.
And just watch it.
Maybe
you know when bacon's
times.
Done.
Yep.
If you listen to this show, you're eating bacon, right? So you know when bacon's done.
So this just is one of your that. Favorite things, and Chef Jeff made it for us.
Yep.
Stuffed dates.
Yeah, and you know you can buy these things year-round. They're popular during the holidays, the Christmas holidays. But a date is a piece of dried fruit, okay? And they come pitted or with the pits in. Get the ones without the pits because you don't want to eat those anyway. And then when the pit is removed, there's a little hole inside, right? A little place you can stuff some really good stuff. I like gorgonzola cheese, yes. Blue cheese,
yes,
right? And because you get a little salty tang,
yep.
The sweet from the fruit, and then we're talking about bacon wrapping now is the third function here.
Half a slice.
Wrap it around there once, stick toothpick through this one, and just set them on the grill, cook them. The blue cheese is edible right out of the package, so is the date. So all you want to do is cook bacon.
And you can substitute blue cheese if you have people that don't like it. You can do feta.
Yep.
Stuff's real nice. Goat cheese works great.
Right. Mozzarella, that works good too. Anything that doesn't get too liquidy as it gets hot.
Anything that's cheese.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. But just cook those enough to do the bacon and you'll be good. You'll be good.
Those are so tasty.
Oh, yeah.
You can also take a pecan, half a pecan, and slide it in there and wrap it in bacon. And then it's actually, a little more protein. And less likely to make an oozy mess.
Right.
And a great combination. So you can then wrap your little bit of bacon around it. With the pecan in it, you're going to have to be tricky getting that.
Strategic with your
toothpick through there.
Right.
But that is a fantastic combination.
Yep.
Do you like grilling potatoes?
You know, I'm not patient enough to grill potatoes that are whole. I mean, that's a baked potato, right? And they take an hour. So I slice them thin. And I'll put them on the soak them in a little salt water to get some of the starch out of them because they crisp up better when you do that. And then I'll put them on the grill as little wafers and season them up. Probably rub them in some Old World Olive Company oil before I do that, just to get my seasoning to stick, and so they don't stick to my grill surface. Mm-hmm.
Another chance to get a little gift for Dad. There are grilling baskets you can purchase. And they're going to look like a cake pan with holes in the bottom and handles on the end.
Yeah.
Get one big enough that you can lay out all those potatoes on that.
Right.
And then when it's time to flip them, you grab the handles on each side and you just sort of give it a toss. Doesn't matter if you flip them perfectly or not.
Right.
But what you don't want to do is burn them, right?
Well, and what you word up on that, okay, because I might be speaking from experience, all right, those handles are going to be hotter than hell. Okay, don't just grab them and flip them. Put some gloves on or something. You can't flip it with tongs, right? You're doing one at a time. What Bob's saying is, I'm just saying safety tip there because those are hotter than hell. No matter what handles they've got on there, they get hot.
And basic baking gloves, baking mittens, anything like that will work at a grill. You don't have to go and buy a grill mitt necessarily unless you're using a smoker. And then I would tell you also not to do that. I'd go get welding gloves.
Right. And that's only for handling the fire side, not the food. I got one more. I'm going to call it shrimp kaboom, baby. I like shrimp skewers. They're not too hard to cook, but they're kind of fun if you jazz them up a little bit. I'm sure that some of you have had that. It's around the holidays where you set out a brick of cream cheese, and then you take that jalapeno jelly. Mm-hmm. And it comes in red or it comes in green.
Raspberry, apple, whatever you
like. Yeah. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take
pepper jelly.
Right, yeah. I'm going to take raw shrimp, okay? And I'm going to thaw them out, take the shells off, and I'm going to put them on two skewers, not one, because shrimp slide around if you only put them on one skewer, but you run two through that shrimp, then you got like a little raft that it's on, and you can flip it real easy because you do want to turn shrimp. But I'm going to put those on a skewer, maybe a piece of pineapple in between them. So I got a shrimp, a pineapple chunk, and a shrimp.
Looks really good.
Yeah, it looks really good. And then I'm going to put those on the grill with your favorite barbecue seasoning, whatever it is.
So time out. What are you going to put on these shrimp after you skewer them? Are you going to put any kind of oil on them?
I was just going to say the barbecue seasoning, whatever it is, with a little oil to make it stick.
Okay.
The seasoning to stick to the shrimp, but the shrimp won't stick to the grill.
That's what I'm thinking.
Right. Okay.
Because they tend to want to.
They do. Yeah, they do. And again, a very delicate flesh, right? This is not a long grill. You're going to get a minute on each side and you're going to be done.
Yeah.
But when I flip from the first side to the second, I take that jelly and I baste it on top of the side I just got cooked. And what will happen is while that other side is cooking, it gets a little tacky. Right, so it'll stick to it. And once again, I love food that comes with a handle, right? So you got these skewers. You just serve them that way. People can hang on. They've only been on the grill a minute or two. They're not going to get hot. You can hand them to people.
And that's going to be right over the fire?
Right. Yep.
Yes.
Right over the fire.
And if you got a wood fire or charcoal fire, even better.
Right. Yep.
That natural smoke
adds a flavor component.
Oh, I'm telling you, it is different.
Yeah.
And if you find yourself a good charcoal, go to your whoever you're getting your spices and stuff from, and see what kind of charcoal they have, and buy a bag of real lump charcoal.
Right.
You can handle the heat.
Yeah, you won't regret it.
If you don't want the heat, you can just use briquettes, and they're cooler. They'll save you a third of the heat.
Right. Yeah, you go from 800 to 1200 with the lump, but it's if you know how to do it, it's the only way to cook.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, because you can sear things, you put it off the side when you want to sear at the end, put it right back on that heat, and it's a great finish. Just gives you texture.
Absolutely.
All right, coming up next, maybe some gifts for Dad are what you want to do as opposed to cooking for him. So we're going to cover that. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in his space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance. While you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. Garrett'sAppliance.com.
Hey, this is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them the Grilling Guys sent you.
And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
Welcome back. It's the Grillin' Guys. It's the Father's Day edition. And we've been having a little bit of fun talking about some tasty treats on the grill. And now let's talk about maybe if you don't want to do the grilling, but Dad's the griller in the house, but he might need some new tools. And there's a lot of things out there. I'm going to start with the first one that is my absolute pet peeve.
You are.
If somebody has me over to their house, and they say, oh, the grilling guy's here. You got to grill. I'm not grilling.
Always.
Right? It happens all the time.
Always.
Right? If they come out with a pair of those tongs that have got a little D on the end of them.
Hey, settle
down. I'm telling you. I carry a pair in my car. I carry a pair of real tongs in my car when I go to somebody.
Real men don't need tongs. Come on,
John. Come on. No, you're wrong. You're wrong, but those all they do is slip off food.
Back up the bus here. Back up the bus.
And you drop it. I'm not.
He's
going to
punch somebody.
No, I'm not calling anybody out. There's nobody in particular. I'm
yes,
thinking
there
of,
is.
But it's happened to me before. And then it's kind of like,
let's get
you write
the
story, but you get to write it with a pen with no ink. You just can't
Can
do it.
Can we get some bloodies in here for crying out loud?
Right, yeah.
Okay, but let's get to the real problem here.
Buy some damn good tongs.
You're honored at first because it's like, oh, they think it's cool. On the other hand, there's those guys who are just lazy, who are just laying in the weeds saying, hey, the grilling guy's here. Here you go.
Right.
It's like, no, I came over here to be the guest.
Right.
Biatch.
Yeah, right. And they're like, no.
Yeah.
And oh, by the way, here, use my D-tongs.
Yeah. Can you rake the lawn while you pull a car around back?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Need my tires rotating.
Yeah. Right.
But anyway, so no, but that's a great gift. It's a good set of tongs. $10-$15 max. You can get them anywhere, but they're the kind with the little scallops on the end, and it's metal to metal, and you can grip stuff with them.
Now it's time to go to the big box store,
right.
Go to the kitchen section,
right?
And I go to Meijer, Walmart,
right.
And I find the big stainless serving, the long ones,
right?
And here's the key to the right tongs, especially if you're doing a bunch of little stuff,
right.
Which you and I are very often doing. Multiples. You don't want to get carpal tunnel here.
Right.
But they sell the tongs that have the little slide-out ring on the end so you can lock it closed.
Right.
Those have a much lighter spring.
Right.
So you can actually use them repeatedly without... getting a hand cramp. You could drop your beer if you get the cramp in the...
Well, that's why beer is cold, because it helps your hand, right, when you put it in there. But no, you're right.
Because if you get the big commercial ones... They got a spring in them you could put on your Ford F-150.
Right. I'm not going to say don't ever, because people are well intended when they buy these kits
yeah.
that got a fork, First of all, I don't own a grill fork, okay? You don't need to fork anything on the grill.
Drop the fork and fork.
Because you don't want to poke holes in things when you're cooking it, because what happens? You're going to lose all the juice on the inside. That's like the same guy that cuts a steak to see if it's done.
Everybody knows that.
Don't do that, right? You don't want to break the surface because...
Okay, so let's get in the Wayback Time Machine.
All right.
Years ago, I came up with a Christmas idea of using a Plano tackle box or whatever, a plastic box.
Fishing box.
Yeah, or a toolbox or whatever. Here's a great gift for Dad. They're $19.95. Plano makes them in America. In America, you can get a $20 one, $30, $40, $50, whatever you want. I suggest a bigger one than I used to, by the way, because it's got to be long enough to fit those big tongs and all the big spatula. I do like having a big, long spatula.
Me too.
And if you can get one that's telescopic, stay away from the Grill Daddy stuff. It's all Chinese, and I used to sell it, and that stuff falls apart. I don't like it.
Right. But a good spatula, a little bit heavier duty one where you can move stuff off the grill.
Yep.
It's a little bit longer handle, so you're not reaching across the fire and burning your forearm to get the stuff in the back.
Now, like up at R&J's Best Choice Market in Houghton Lake,
right?
Ron gave me one with the name of his business on it, stainless. It's more of a chef's spatula, so one side has like a hacksaw, the other side has a sharp blade, and then it's got a bottle opener in the middle of it.
Right.
It's really handy. And that's not a long one, but I'll tell you what, if you're going to get the wok or if you're going to put a griddle on the grill, that baby will scrape anything because it's got a real sharp end on it.
Right.
Dad's got to have that in his box.
Yep. Got to have a great spatula, got to have a great set of tongs.
And there's a good place to put your mitts.
Right. Yep.
And then go to your favorite, if Dad has a favorite brewery or two or 10, go to those. I'm telling you to get to work. And that's why we're doing this a week before Father's Day.
Right.
Get some cool stickers, whether it's his favorite brewery, whether it's one from the UP, whether it's one from his favorite politician or whoever he happens to want to promote. Maybe he served and you've got an Army or a Marine Corps or Air Force or Navy sticker you put on it. He'll puff his chest up. You know, and he'll see that.
You say put that sticker on the box.
On the box, on the spatula.
Right, yeah, I got it, yeah.
But decorate that box up, and then he can keep it in the garage because there's no room in the kitchen for all this stuff.
Right.
You had it all built, this huge kitchen for us. I don't get any of it.
Right,
yeah. I finally got to hang my cast, and that took... a lot of favors.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
And now she loves it.
Right. Oh, yeah. It turned out great.
But what I'm saying is your grilling stuff is going in the garage.
Right.
So if you put it in a cool box, it'll stay clean.
Right.
You're going to have to dust it off when you bring it out because the pollen this time of year and everything, if it's like any other garage. But what I'm saying is have a cool little mobile kitchen you can bring out because most of you don't have a cabinet by your grill. That's worth a poop.
Right. And
if you do, it's full of bugs and mice.
Well, but it is. It's in the garage. It's not in the house, and the things are just out there. So it's one of those things where you really can't go wrong, but my only word of advice is spend a little extra. Get something that looks like it's quality, and it will be.
But these plastic ones from Plano.
Yeah, I'm not talking about the box.
Texas.
I'm talking about the spatula and the tongs.
The tools you put in it. Yeah. You could drop a couple hundy real easy.
Well, I don't think you have to. But a spatula
for
$6.99 spatula is probably not it. You get one for 15 or 20 bucks, that's a good spatula, and you're going
to
know.
Yeah, so I don't want to beat that to death, but it was just a cool little brain cramp.
No, it
and,
is.
I think it needs to be brought up because we have new listeners all the time and they might be struggling trying to find something. But I had the luxury last weekend of going over to Jop's backyard. And I'll tell you, he built a very cool outdoor kitchen, put a roof on it, inspired me to get my butt going on my roof for my area because I'm moving all my stuff, as I've said. But you just did a fantastic job with that. It looks great.
Thank you.
Here's the best part. It works.
Yeah, right.
It's awesome because I'm a blue-eyed boy and I can't be in the sun as long as a lot of people.
Right.
Because I'm you know in the danger zone all the time, and I fry like holy boy red like lobster.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So, I'm getting old too.
Anyway.
It's like I get this tan and I get these white spots. They're like aging spots. I feel like, whatever. Yeah. But anyway, all right. Coming up next, is it hot or not? You're going to want to know. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.
Fen Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fenville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine. Fen Valley Vineyards.
Today's man laws. Man law number 5. We're up on the list, Jop. And this one's not aimed at you, but might be. Short shorts have been banned.
Directly aimed at me.
Unless in participating in a sporting event that demands shorter shorts. Also, no real man should ever be allowed to pop his collar.
Right. Well, that's a thing of the 80s, so that's gone too. It's all good.
So get Dad a ThermoPen, okay? We preached and preached. Go to thegrillinguys.com, thegrillinguys.com. Look on the right-hand side. You'll see all of our wonderful sponsors. And down towards the bottom, you'll see one that says ThermoWorks or ThermoPen. Click on it. It'll take you right to their deal page. And get the MX4. It's maybe $79, $89. It is the most bad, you know what, thermometer you could ever get, Dad, because here's the deal. It reads in 3 seconds.
Yep.
The screen lights up. So if he's out smoking in the garage late at night, I mean in the driveway,
right?
And barbecue guys are always going through the night, he doesn't have to worry about getting a light to see the temp. He flips it open, light turns on. No matter what position he's in, that number spins around so he can read it.
The screen's got a little gyroscope in it, and it right sizes for you so you can read it. Now, I don't know. It's technology,
Here's
right?
Here's the best part.
What?
It's made in America.
Right. But the cool thing with these ThermoPens is the last inch of the little wand that comes out that you touch the product with that you're grilling.
Yep.
The probe end is super sensitive.
And sharp.
And sharp. So it goes in easy. It comes out. It's easy to clean. It's all stainless steel. And it's called a ThermoPen. And you want a good thermometer. Same company, one step bigger for the big boy, is a digital thermometer that has Bluetooth with it. That will you can put in your food for longer cooks, and it does two things. It monitors your cooking surface temperature.
They have a ton of them,
right? And then you put a probe into the food so you know what the internal temperature is. These things are great because as long as you're near your Wi-Fi somewhere in your house, you can be anywhere in the world and it'll send you a message. I mean, I wouldn't go too far around the world if you're
cooking. I wouldn't
either.
But and you know, even if you wanted to drop it down to a $199 price range, the one I have is called Smoke.
Yep.
And that has a little monitor that goes in the house.
Okay.
And I don't have to worry about pairing it or it's on my phone or anything. I can just put it in the smoker. I can set that on a window in the front of the house somewhere where I'll hear it. And when I reach temp, it'll go dee, 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 dee.
Yep.
And that's exactly the noise it makes.
And that little, you're like Pavlov's griller, right?
Yeah. Listen, you got to get something cool for Dad if you still have a dad. If you have a hubby or if your kids have a dad.
That might be you.
Yeah. Well, there's women that listen to the show. So
I understand.
Mom sometimes has to take the kids shopping. And who's going to be the favorite kid? The one that gets a grilling gifts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
So you want to be that favorite kid.
Right.
Don't be a.
Okay. Hey, thanks for listening to Grilling Guys. We hope you guys all have a happy Father's Day. Ladies, make it special for them because they did on Mother's Day. So we appreciate you tuning in, and we'll look forward to talking with you next week.
See you.